This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. China may be getting tougher on imports of genetically modified crop varieties, often grown by U.S. producers. Chinese regulators are getting pickier about what they let in. Those are crops engineered to resist things like bugs and weed killers. China is the largest export market for instance, genetically modified soybeans from the U.S., Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports.
China used to take up to about 2.5 years to approve new biotech crops for import, according to Veronica Nye, an economist at the American Farm Bureau Federation. But Nye says that's changed.
We have some in the pipeline now that are going on 65 months of being in the process.
Chinese consumers have long opposed GMOs, but the expansion of the Chinese middle class has meant more meat consumption and more imports of genetically modified crops to feed livestock. As a result, China is easing its own restrictions on the commercial production of GMOs. Peter Phillips teaches public policy at the University of Saskatchewan, and Phillips says China's slower approval of foreign biotech traits could be strategic.
In that they're trying to introduce products at the right time in the right place to benefit their producers and consumers more than others.
U.S. farmers want to plant seeds with the newest and best traits, but run a big risk doing so if those traits haven't been approved yet in key markets like China. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.